This is Idaho Matters. I'm Gemma Gaudette. Before there were history books documenting our past, there were stories. And there were campfires. Over the fire, stories have a tendency to take on a life of their own. They turn tales from myth to legend as they pass from one campfire to the next. And though the way we tell our stories may have changed in this day and age, one simple truth seems to remain. There is still no better feeling than listening to a story told over a campfire. Joining us today to talk all about the upcoming Campfire Theater Festival is Executive Director Amy Boschnagel and Amy Rush, the director. Welcome, both of you.
Hello.
Welcome.
So for people who might not be familiar with the Campfire Theater Festival, I want to start with you, Amanda. Tell us what it is.
Yes, absolutely. So Campfire Theater Festival is 3 days of theater from out your ears. We have workshops in the morning. We have about 13 of them. We have 5 different staged readings, and then we have 2 guest artists coming to perform with us. One of them, a local band, college level, and then Noelle Nelson is doing their one-person show.
And this has been going on for, this will be your 3rd year.
Correct.
Correct, Amy? So tell me a little bit about what people can expect, because you've got the performers and all of that, but if you participate in this, what should that kind of look like?
It's a really vibrant experience for our audience members. What you'll see are staged readings or seated readings of new plays. So these are plays that are early in their development that have been workshopped over the course of the week with actors, director, dramaturgs. So the pages are really fresh. Like the ideas are new words, new ideas from the playwrights. And so it's a really vibrant experience for the audience to see something sort of hot off the presses. And what you'll see are actors, you know, investing 100% with scripts in their hand because the writers get to write up until the last minute to make changes. So it's a really exciting experience, both for the artists mm-hmm. and for the audience.
Talk to me about that as an artist. What's that like when, I mean, at the last minute, you know, here's this, we're going to make this change. And you still have to act, but you also have to have the piece of paper in your hand.
Yeah, I personally find it very exciting. And we really strive to find artists who also find that kind of rush from that feeling. We've hired over 70 for this year, 15 of which are from out of town, Amy being from McCall, mm-hmm. Who are all coming to kind of share their talents with our Boise community. So I think that there is a level of excitement mm-hmm. to getting those fresh pages.
And are there certain themes during this festival that you'll be exploring or you know, how does it range the gamut?
We range the gamut. The one thing that kind of ties them all together is every play is new and fresh, and it's something that we've never seen personally in Boise. We've never seen these ideas explored before or done in this specific way. So it's the newness that ties them mm-hmm. together, but not any particular themes. However, we have some really cool plays about what it means to be a Mexican gay Catholic kid and what it means to be a person who was kind of dealing with some mental health stuff. We have a play that Amy is directing about a 17-year-old girl who is a psychic in Kansas.
Yeah,
that's cool.
Yeah, it's very, very exciting.
Yeah. So how do you find the writers and the plays? How does that process work?
So we open a national call for submissions. This year we had over 300 come to us. And then with a group of incredible, incredible readers, we pull them and sort through them and rank them all until we get to 5 total.
Wow.
Yeah.
That narrows it down a lot.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We do the same thing for our directors and for our actors yeah. as well. We put out national calls. I think we had over 50 directors apply this year to come work with us.
And so where is the festival?
It's this weekend. Everything happens at BCT. So it kicks off with a reading Friday night. And then there are workshops Saturday morning, a reading Saturday afternoon, Saturday night, and then again on Sunday evening.
We're talking with Amanda Boschnagel and Amy Rush. Amanda is the executive director of Campfire Theater Festival. Amy is the director. So Amy, talk to me about directing. And mm-hmm. taking a play, as Amanda said, hot off the presses, I mean, literally changing minute by minute. Tell me about that process of directing.
Yeah, so I really love directing in a development context. I think there's something really exciting about the clarity of your mission in the room is to serve the playwright. right? It's that we're there doing a service for them so that they can really see their play come to life, and it helps their creative process. So our assumption is that the play is changing, that the play is new, and it takes actors who are willing to make choices quickly and bravely and really commit to things so that the playwright can either see if it's working or not working. And it takes a certain amount of flexibility in the room and a real, not just tolerance, but sort of a love of a bit of chaos, creative chaos, which is really, really fun and an exciting, it's an exciting way to direct. And the difference is, although the performances or readings are really exciting to watch, we're not trying to get it to its perfect performance, right? We're trying to get the play to its next step, trying to get the playwright to reveal information to them so that they can take the next steps creatively. So what you're seeing when you come to the reading, each play will be in a different spot in their development. So it's you're never seeing a finished product.
So as you said, you're trying to get the play to the next level. Mm-hmm. So what does happen to these plays once they come to the festival? Because I would think then there's more rewriting, or to some times it's like, well, we're good. This is good.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes we get playwrights who are like, I saw it. I'm super happy with it. I feel really good. Sometimes they go on and have lives in our community as well. Really specifically, one of the plays that we did our first year was picked up by Homegrown Theater last year and had a full production in Boise. We have some hopes for a couple of the productions this year that maybe they'll find homes outside of us. But a lot of them go back into the national circuit and go find places in other different regional theaters or even New York.
So as you said, I mean, you had to narrow it down with the playwrights. So do you, even though I'm sure they come from all over the country, do you try to make sure some of them are local?
We try to make sure that a lot of our artists, the majority of our artists, are locals. We really believe in this community, and we think that Idaho has a lot to offer theatrically. I mean, it has Amy Rush to offer, so it's got some really good stuff.
Well, thanks.
We want to make sure that the people who are at our festival are learning from each other, so that that desire to kind of get people who are not from our community to interact is so that we can now share information and learn more and tell different kinds of stories that we might not get to tell if we were only looking at the people in our community.
Well, and our theater scene has changed and evolved so much in Southern Idaho. I mean, you know, 20 years ago, I mean, BCT, Boise Contemporary Theater, was 3 years old. Mm-hmm. And there was kind of Idaho Shakespeare Festival, and there was BCT, and they're both phenomenal organizations, but how have you seen the theater scene evolve over the decades?
Well, I know that talking about Boise specifically, like the sort of underground kid theater that is sort of happening right now with Homegrown Theater and Opal Theater and Boise Bard Players, who are all doing theater in basements or bars or really experimenting with what the form means, has really evolved and expanded and I think gotten to a level of professionalism that is very exciting to us. We also are hugely inspired by Seven Devils Playwrights Conference. Mm-hmm. Which does new work and really works with playwrights and is kind of bringing those new voices to our community as well.
And Seven Devils happens every year up in McCall, and it's a development conference as well, so it has a similar feel to it as Campfire.
So being an artist in the Treasure Valley up in McCall as well, is it more sustainable today than it was in the past, Amy?
That's a good question.
That's a good question, right?
That's a good question. I don't know that I can actually speak to that. So when my choice to live back in the mountains was not based from it was not an artistic choice, right? It was a life choice to have a family. But what I can tell you is that the arts are as alive. One of the things I loved about Idaho as a kid, having that sort of creative spirit in me from the get-go, was that I was surrounded by other artists. Like everybody, it felt like everybody was an artist. Idaho has never felt to me where the artistic community is somehow separated from the rest of the city. It's really just integrated into how how we
all live,
how we see the world.
Yeah. I want to thank both of you for coming in today. Again, the Campfire Theater Festival happening this weekend at Boise Contemporary Theater in Boise. My guests today, Amanda Boschnagel and Amy Rush, both executive director and director. Thank you again for the conversation today.
Thank you so much.
And I want to thank all of you for joining us today on Idaho Matters. My executive producer, Frankie Barnhill, producer Samantha Wright, associate producer is Hannah Gardosky. Our program associate is Norm Gunning. I'm Gemma Gaudet. It's Wednesday. We'll see you back here tomorrow.